We are Bill and Teresa Fawn Miller, missionaries serving under Gospel Fellowship Association of Greenville, South Carolina. We began serving the Lord in Puerto Rico in January of 1995. Puerto Rico is located in the Caribbean, about 1,000 miles southeast of Miami, Florida, and is 110 miles in length and 35 in width.
Nearly 4 million people from a variety of ethnic backgrounds call Puerto Rico home. Many live in public housing complexes. Others are in high-rise apartment buildings. Some folks live in wooden homes with tin roofs. Others have cement houses like ours.
The island enjoys a tropical climate with temperatures in the 90s nearly every day. From June to November, we face the threat of hurricanes. The flora and fauna of Puerto Rico is what you might expect on an island just 18 degrees north of the equator.
Puerto Rico has a mix of curious contrasts. Spanish is the official language, though many people do speak English to some degree. Speed limits are posted in miles per hour, but distance is posted in kilometers. Gasoline is sold by the liter, while milk is sold by the gallon. The official currency is the U.S. dollar, but it is often referred to as a peso.
The predominant religion of Puerto Rico is Catholicism. Mary is especially revered and even worshipped by the masses. But the Sunday attendance at local malls, even during the current economic crisis, proves that materialism is the true heartthrob of the island.
Since our arrival on the island, our family has grown from 5 to 9 members. Matthew and Jonathan were born in Ponce, Puerto Rico. In October 2009, our oldest son, Stephen, married Diane Ashcraft. They live in South Carolina. Our daughter, Bethany, married Chester Ortiz in May of 2011. Nathan has just finished his degree in math education at Bob Jones University and will return to Ponce to teach math in the school.
Since July 2003, we have served the Lord in Ponce, a city of 300,000. I am the pastor of Iglesia Bautista Misionera, or Missionary Baptist Church. We have an average Sunday morning attendance of 65 people.
I have taught the ladies' Sunday school class and headed up the ladies' ministries, as well as organizing and teaching in our daily vacation Bible school. We minister to 50 or more children each summer and have seen a number of professions of faith over the years. Our sons, Matthew and Jonathan, help us with several children's ministries, tract distribution, and encouraging other teens to be involved in the youth ministry.
We praise the Lord for the souls won through the outreach of the church. Victoria began attending our church in 2011. She trusted the Lord and immediately showed a strong desire to grow in grace. She was baptized in October 2011. Just last year, she suffered a heart attack. Later, she testified that she felt no fear since she knew she was in God's hands.
Elba and Olga are sisters who came to the Lord shortly after the death of their mother. The preaching of the gospel in our church convinced them of their necessity of salvation. They have both been discipled and baptized and continue to attend church faithfully.
Ponce Christian Academy is an important ministry of our church. I am the director of the school. Teresa has served in a number of vital roles throughout the elementary grades.
The Lord has given us a solid faculty who love the Lord and serve Him in and out of school. 70 students attended during the past school year. We begin each school day with chapel and a message from God's Word.
We have seen many students trust the Lord as their Savior. One young lady who trusted the Lord became concerned for her family, and in short order her father, mother, and brother also received Christ.
Chester and Bethany are co-laborers with us. They teach Sunday school classes, lead a children's ministry on Thursday evenings, help with daily vacation Bible school, provide special music, participate in evangelistic outreach, and teach in the Christian school.
Our church and school have benefited from at least 8 mission teams from the States. In 2008, our friends from Grace Baptist Church in Michigan came to Ponce to put a roof on our cafeteria. Such efforts help illustrate to our folks that we really are one body with brethren in the U.S. and around the world.
Our goal in Ponce continues to be the preparing of the church for calling its own pastor. Spiritual growth has been encouraging. However, the church needs to grow numerically so that a pastor can be fully supported. Pray with us for church growth and the provision of a Puerto Rican pastor.
Until that goal is reached, the importance of our continuing to work at Missionary Baptist Church in Ponce cannot be overstated. The tale of two other island churches whose missionary pastors were not able to continue on the field illustrates the point. The first church was handed over to a group of deacons. In a short time, a group of Pentecostals nearly took over the work. A second church simply disappeared since no one could fill the leadership void when the missionary had to leave the field.
During our furlough, Efrain and Juan are providing spiritual leadership for our church. Chester, Juan Sengotita, and several men from other churches will aid these men in the teaching and preaching ministry of the church.
Mrs. Angie Burgos has taken on the role of school principal. She has taught at Ponce Christian Academy for more than 20 years. Pray with us for these servants who help to take up the slack in our absence.
The need for new missionaries is great. Millions of people have no one to tell them of the Savior's love. As teens, my husband and I surrendered to the Lord to serve Him no matter where He should place us.
We rejoice in the goodness of the Lord in allowing us to learn Spanish and use our time and talents for the spread of the gospel and training of believers in Puerto Rico. Perhaps today God is calling you. Will you respond as Isaiah, "Here am I, Lord, send me"?
That gives you a very quick idea of what's going on there in Puerto Rico. And way to pray for us, that God would continue to bless the ministry there. One thing it's probably good to state is that the name Missionary Baptist Church has nothing to do with the group of Missionary Baptist Churches here in North Carolina. It's a name that was just chosen to give an idea of the missionary fervor that should be a part of any good fundamental church. And that name has been there for a good number of years. It predates our arrival there. We're encouraged to see what the Lord is doing in our absence, the way in which the ministry continues to move forward. We have a group of individuals who are coming to preach on Sunday mornings and then Sunday evenings and Thursday evenings, which is when we have our midweek prayer service. We do that kind of in-house with people that we have there that are prepared to preach the Word of God. They just don't feel comfortable doing it on a Sunday morning. But we appreciate your prayers for the ministry there, for our travels here in the States. We've been in the States now since the 29th of April, and we'll continue our travels up until the end of this calendar year and hope to return to Puerto Rico early in 2014. Pray for safety on the roads. As you probably have noticed, people are driving more and more erratically every day. And they don't have to have an out-of-state plate in order to do that. Now, if you'll notice our car, which is over there by the Mission House, it has a Puerto Rico license plate. So you know you've got to be careful around that one. But seriously, the Lord has protected us as we've been on the road. We have over 7,000 miles logged already. And we need prayer, especially for the mechanical soundness of the vehicle. We've had to see mechanics on three occasions so far. And we're hopeful to get a few more miles down the road before we have to do that again. But we do appreciate your part in our ministry, the way in which you came right alongside us and helped us with the support that we were lacking. The last time we were on furlough, this furlough, we're not in quite the same financial bind that we were last time. The Lord has preserved the supporters that we had. And we're right now at about 93 to 94% of needed support level. If we didn't increase any from there, I would argue that we're ready to go and that's good enough. So we thank you for your part in that and trust the Lord will continue to burden your heart for missions as well as for ministry locally. The pastor was telling me about some of the hardships you've had in trying to get out the Word of God to people here in your own community and how difficult it is to do the door-to-door evangelism that has so long been the backbone of our churches. We're facing the same kind of struggles there in Puerto Rico. You notice, if you remember the high-rise apartment building that was shown there, we have the distinction of being kicked out of that while we were passing out tracts. We weren't bothering anybody. As far as we knew, only one person showed any kind of displeasure to our presence. Apparently that person called someone and got us kicked out. And it was so interesting. The security guard, as he's telling us we have to leave, is apologizing the whole time. I really don't want to do this. I think you're doing a great work. I'm all in favor of what you're doing, but understand my position. So we left him with a gospel tract and continued on our way. But the Lord is good, opening doors where there do not seem to be any open doors. And
allowing us to walk through. We have to be a little bit more creative, though, don't we, in giving the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's one of the things that I'm looking at. As I get to different churches, I enjoy talking with people in these churches, pastors, as well as people in the pew. Just, what are you doing to get the gospel out? What is God using in your Jerusalem to help you reach new folks? We like to get ideas. We've found all sorts of interesting ones so far, and trust the Lord to continue to impress upon us the variety of ways in which we can be an effective witness in our world.